In the sixth parsha, we have one of the most challenging mitzvahs in the Torah. The Torah actually goes through a series of different mitzvahs, Beit Olam HaChaberoi, which ends off with the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha. L'Sasa Alba V'Mishpat, L'Sisa Penei Dao, L'Sada Penei Godol, L'Sada Kishpon HaMisecha, So the mitzvahs of L'Sikim and L'Sitar are quite challenging. Shil Sharm says in Perek Aleph that in the Kama there's nothing sweeter than the Kama. So tremendous Yetzirah from the Kama. But even more challenging than the Kama is L'Sitar. So the person is Noyte B'Lei, Rashi brings some Chazal, and the person maintains the emotion. So Reuven insulted Shimon, so Shimon is hurt. So Shimon walks around for days and days and end with this feeling of he's upset. So the Torah says, L'Sikim L'Sitar, you can't do that. You can't be Noyte, you can't be Shemeret. Fascinating. The chinuch, when he talks about the mitzvah, kagan shisol sheherod tzir lechaveru beechad mikol advarim. Benoig roy v'nei adam shabarlam hu shul yisur min lechapes acharei mi sheherod lehemat sheikmaleu kemaseu hara o yachivu kemoshi hichiva. I want to get back to him what he did to me. So the Torah said that's also now. The Chinuch says the Bereshit doesn't expect you to be like a stone that you have a lab that it doesn't affect you, that you're immediately be able to walk beyond it, etc. Because Shiyar is man ma, when a period of time passes, a person has to be able to move on. Now, The root of the issue is the Munna and the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Kaddish Baruch Hu gave it to you for a reason. The person who was a shliach of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Now, he was Baruch Hu Bara. He'll get punished by Kaddish Baruch Hu for his Bechir Bara to do something inappropriate. There's nothing to do with you. If you didn't deserve it, you wouldn't get it. So, Rav Fran says over a story. So the root of the mitzvah over here is Hashem Elokim. Hashem Elokim. We know that everything, the Baruch Hashem runs the world. Whatever happens is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what do you thought of this person? Nothing to do with him. Because I'll say David HaMelech. David HaMelech is running. His son of Shalom has taken over the Malucha. His son of Shalom is running after him to kill him. He comes to Bachurim, where Shimi ben Geir is. Shimi Geir was the Rebbe. He was a Gadol Dor, the Rebbe of Shlomo Melech. David hopes to get help, support, at least emotional support. Shimi comes out to greet him. He gives him a klola. The person who's being chased by his own son to be killed. He's running for his life. His own son has taken over the malucha, has usurped the Talmud Chacham comes out to him and gives him a klola nimretzes. Nimretzes means it's a running klola. It wasn't just like one phrase. It was phrase after phrase after phrase after phrase. The Anoshim, which were with David, wanted to kill Shimi. David is the Melech, Merba Malchus. David says, leave him alone. Hashem Omer Lo Kaleel. It's not him, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Chazal Ba'is Hashoah, David became the regular revealer Merkava. That's when David HaMelech reached the Madrega of the office. He became Mamash, the regular revealer Merkava. Saif Yomov, before David HaMelech dies, he calls Shlomo HaMelech and he says that your Ish Chacham do not allow Shimi that he should put his, he should go down into a peaceful grave. Make sure that he has a violent death. Nakama. Zok Rashi. Because if he dies of a peaceful death, he will be punished in Gehenna. But if you give him a violent death in this world, it'll be a kapara for his aveira, and he'll be able to go to Gan Eden for all of the Torah that he has. So you have an achrayus to help this person. So David is looking to be mative to Shimon ben Gera. The clarity of David HaMelech, that in such a confused moment in his life, he has the clarity to understand Shimon ben Gera. The Torah sees that as such a greatness, a godless, that he's regularly real in Merkava. So I heard this from my friend years and years ago. He said this, Shmuz. He says the distance from Hashem Elokim to Hashem Elok Halel is quite a distance. So he said a story. It was Yom Kippur. Right before Mincha, the Baal Mincha was not feeling well. So whoever was in charge said to my friend, he says, Yisachar, get to some moment. He never davened Mincha and Yom Kippur for the Almond before. He goes to the Almond. He davened Mincha. So he did a decent job. Not the greatest job in the world, but he did a decent job. They went straight from Mincha to Nila. Nila, Shemu Elokim, Shemu Elokim, Mariv. The first words that he hears when he comes back down from a Mincha and a Ni'ila and a Mariv, somebody walks over to him. His first words, Matzi Yom Kippur. And somebody says to him, Yisachar, you really made a fool out of yourself by Mincha, didn't you? Those are the first words that he heard. And he was devastated. He said, I just said Hashem Elokim seven times. But the distance from Hashem Elokim to Hashem Elok Halel is quite a distance. The Torah is mechayev this from every one of us. L'sikim l'sitim. Chabad Chaim has a shayla, brings in psicha to Chabad Chaim has a shayla. Mechloik is, the more gives examples in regards to Dini Momenus. The Sifri gives examples in regards to Dini Momenus. I lent you something, you refuse to lend me, back and forth, etc. Does it apply to a case of Tzara Guf? Brings Mechloik to Bishonim. Suffolk is a deraisa, he passes, a person has to be machri, my Tzara Guf. But we don't expect the person to be able to do it. In each time, so one of the poskim declares, he wants to know, how long? How long do you have? Says, as long as you're working on yourself to overcome it, that's fine. It might take you a day, a week, a month, more. But as long as you're working on it, so you're being Mekai in the Mitzvah. You're working on being Mekai in the Mitzvah. That's called Mekai in the Mitzvah. Many times the issue, it's mominous. I think the area which we grapple with the most, I think for many of us, the most precious thing we have in our lives is our covet and our family. Somebody, you know, shepherds with me, no. You shepherd with my family, I'll respond to you. You're not holding my family most of you yet. Baruch Hashem, it's not an issue. So the issue is COVID. Why are we so sensitive about COVID? I think Baruch Hashem, actually Americans are a little bit better. Historically, my Shergar Lael Shalom used to talk about, you know, in Shtetl, there was something, there was a Yiddish word called Bereges. It's Hebrew word Bereges, but it was used, you know, but it was a Yiddish phrase. Bereges means, translation of Bereges is, you forgot to invite me to your son's chasana. I will never talk to you again the rest of my life. Nor will my children or my grandchildren ever talk to anybody of your family for the next 300 years. That's called Bereges. That was the way it was in Shtetl. I don't know, I think in small town America probably was like that also. I mean, you know, you have to send excitement, and Shtetl wasn't very exciting. So, like, everything was a big deal, you know. And Shergar said, when the Magid would come to town, that was like Yontav Bein Tog. Like a Magid was here, like something, I mean, every day was the exact same, you know, it was really exciting on the Shtetl, you know. Like what? A few hundred people. So yeah, he got into a fight. It became people focused on. But why are we so sensitive to COVID? Chatzal Levenstein, I heard this. Pesach Stein, Zichron Bracha, Tzitz Rashiva, the Altamir. He was with the Rebbe Chatzal in Shanghai. So Rebbe Chatzal said that every person needs a leful of COVID every day. Yedem and Shdafa leful of COVID. Every person needs a spoonful of COVID. People need COVID. COVID means value. We need to know that we're valuable. It's important to know that we're valuable. We need that. That is what defines us as a human being. If a person thinks he's valueless, he possibly can't function. Loyal Leno, people which think they're really valueless, take their lives. What am I here for? We live in a world where sometimes it's very hard to recognize a person's value. So where do we get our value from? So the extremely healthy self-esteem people get it from inside of themselves. You know what? You don't think I'm chashuv? You know, it's not important to me. I don't define myself by what you think about me. How many people really have really healthy self-esteem? Not so many. So where do I get my COVID? Where do I get my value? Do I know that I'm valuable? Because people reflect it back to me. My wife, my children, friends, community members, Rabbonim, Rebbeim, they look at me, that I'm chashuv, I feel valuable. They look at me without that, it's harder. But the metzias of being valuable is the dam ha-nefesh of a human being. The Baruch Hu created us to put us here in this world for a purpose. If we don't feel that we have a purpose, which means that we have value, we feel worthless, and we feel that we have nothing. So COVID is extremely, it's a very, very, very sensitive area for human beings. Somebody insults me, he took away my COVID. So what's the solution? I feel pain by him. I have anger at him. I have tightness in him. I can't move on. It's bets on my toes because my cover is not defined by him. If I define myself as somebody else, I am in a very, very dangerous position. Miri writes a fascinating nusach. He says a person who's roidiv after COVID is worse than the avodah zarah. Nick, he says, because the avodah zarah bows down to his avodah zarah. A person who's searching for COVID bows down to every human being in the world. Every person in the world is a hechad tzimtzum to give me COVID. So if this 5-year-old kid thinks I'm a good guy, I feel good about myself. And if he doesn't, I don't feel good about myself. So I'm a shubid to make the 5-year-old like me. So I'm bowing down to a 5-year-old. Okay, I'm allowing myself to be defined by something outside of me. The Torah goes weiter. It says, "V'hafta recha kamocha ani Hashem." Ramban writes about "V'hafta recha kamocha." He says, Tam of Havdarech Gemara, the word Tam is used in the Bisharim over here, when Bisharim means the understanding, it doesn't mean the reason. Haflog, it's an exaggeration. The Ramban is writing about the Pasuk is an exaggeration. You need a Ramban to be able to say that. Kilo Yakav Leva Adam, Sheev is Chavera Kavasoyas Nafshay. No, we're not asking you to love somebody else as much as you love yourself. Not shy. That's not true. Okay. I should want for you as much as I want for myself. So there's, I want for him just as much as I want for myself. Sometimes that I'm not comfortable wanting. I want to be better than somebody else. I want to define myself compared to somebody else. That's called kina. I should be happy for you when you end up being as smart as me, as rich as me, as or even better than me. I'm happy for you. That's the mitzvah of Havdarech HaGemarech. So the Ramban says that I should love you as much as I love myself, and not shy. I want to make the mitzvah easier. Right? I want, you know, I'm happy you should be successful, but I would like to be a little more successful than you. I want to have a little bit more money than you. A nicer house than you. No. I'm happy you have a nicer house. You get the big deal, and you have the nicer house than me, and the nicer car than me, the nicer suit than me. Your wife looks nicer than me. You're smarter than me. And I'm happy for you. That's the mitzvah of Havdarech HaGemarech. That's the easier shot. To remove the meat of kina from our life. The Reb Chaim Vital brings that the Rizal said that the loisachmoid, being the tenth of the Seres HaDibros, is called all the Seres HaDibros because the number 10 is a mispra karlo. Anochi Hashem Elokecha is not the ikur of the Seres HaDibros. It's not the greatest one of the Seres HaDibros. Loisachmoid is the greatest one of the Seres HaDibros. Because the sachman is that you eternalize Anoch Hashem Elokecha. So the point, I'm happy for you. How do you do that? Ani Hashem, Anoch Hashem Elokecha. The version says Ani Hashem Elokecha. The version says I have a relationship with you. If we're able to find a way to revel in that relationship, to appreciate that relationship, to have that feeling of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, feeling His care and His concern, He's taking care of us in our lives, that is so satisfying and filling that I'm happy you should also have. And I don't need you to define me. I'm not interested. I'm not looking at your Sati Mishnah. Hakina v'hataiva v'hakoved mitzinas ha'adam in olam. Which olam does it take you out of? Take you out of the olam of you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the real olam. There's nothing else which exists. Your function is to live in a world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real to you. The verse is, I took you out of Mitzrayim with such a clarity that I am Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am your personal God. And I am there for you. And I care about you. And I'm taking care of you. With that I gave you that clarity with Sis Mitzrayim, that I want you to absorb that to the point that Shaykh Lo Sachmud. That's what the Rizal is saying. In English translation, that's called Pitachon. That's the meat of Bitachon. Bitachon doesn't mean everything's going to work out fine. Bitachon means the feeling of safety and security that I'm in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. Chaim Shalevitz says a mashal to Mazur Gemara and Shabbos. Gemara and Shabbos says Rabbi Yossi Shita is that the malacha of Sarsar is only chai. The Gemara says Sarsar is one of the Lamatas malachas. It's a makalkal, destroying something, destruction, demolishing. If it's Amanas Livnois, it's Chayiv. Shlomanas Livnois, it's Potter. If Yerusha comes along and says, no, that's not enough. It has to be Almanas. Leave them to Spim Karmai. It's only chai if a person was so Almanas, leave them to Spim Karmai. Because if a person takes apart a building to use the materials of the building to rebuild something somewhere else, okay, there's element of positive, but you still destroy the building. If I destroy the building to rebuild the building here better, that's taka positive act. Furthermore, Akasha, the whole makor for the Lamed Tes Malachis is from the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, the source was when they took apart the Mishkan, when they were traveling to go to a new place. So by definition, the malach of Soyser in the Midbar was Amanas Livnus Shalai Bim Karmai. So what do you tell me? You need Bim Karmai? So the Gemara, Kiva the Tzila P'yashem Yisoh, V'P'yashem Yachinu, Kalmanas Livnus Bim Karmai Dham. That's the Gemara. So the Rukham Shalavitz, what's the word saying? A woman gets onto a bus in Tel Aviv, traveling to Yerushalayim. She has a little baby. She gets on the bus and she puts the baby in her lap. So I ask you, who is the kid? Where is the child? Mother's lap. The bus drives from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim. And I ask you, where's the child? It says, in the mother's lap. I say, you got it wrong? The child was in Tel Aviv in the first answer. Now the answer is Yerushalayim. The answer, that's not true. We know that the child's in the mother's lap. That's the definition of where the child is. Kaisa on the midboard, the physical space was irrelevant because we were in Kodesh Baruch Hu's lap. Al Pi Hashem Yisrael, Pi Hashem Yachlo means that we were physically removed from one from Chashmoina to Avroina, irrelevant. Because where were we? In Kodesh Baruch Hu's lap. The world of Bitachon is a world where Kodesh Baruch Hu is real enough to be that I'm living in Kodesh Baruch Hu's lap. The only way it's shaykh to be mekayim b'haf l'recha kamoicha is ani Hashem. When you recognize that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the source of everything. So, Zotar Ramban, I'm totally happy. You should have. Because I feel so confident and comfortable when I'm sitting in my mother, the child sitting in his mother's lap. It's not busy looking out what out there in the world. Somebody has more, somebody has less. I want. It's irrelevant. I'm totally safe and secure and happy where I am. There's no taiva, there's no kina, and there's no kavod. Because they're getting the sword, the child is getting the attention of the mother, and the focus of the mother. It feels totally, it knows its value. It's totally happy where it is, and you know what? So that child's in his mother's lap, happy for him, it's irrelevant to me. Just the hate. His mother's taller, smarter, it's not relevant. There's no kina, there's no taiva, and there's no kavod because there's an olam. Loisikim, I think it's shy. Loisitor, person ba'aveled me, he insulted me, he hurt me publicly. I want to add a different kinach to it. Rav Lo was a fascinating aura. In Chelek Aleph, in Shar Revi, Perik, Gimel, Perik Aleph, I remember. He says, nowadays, a Rav can't be mocked, but a Rebbe can't be mocked, but a Kavod HaTorah. Because the tzibur doesn't understand, they think you're being derish kavod atzmi. They don't see kavod atzmi, they see kavod atzmi. The Meister of the Mayor, I once heard from Gabriel Ginsburg, Zichrono Livracha. So he was one of the Talmidim and tells, you know, in the early years, he says, you have to understand that what Rabbi Meir and Mutzel, these are two European Rosh Hashivas, dealing with a group of American Bachurim, we were clueless. We were as American as apple pie, is the way he put it. And we were clueless about what the world of Torah, the world of Kavod HaTorah, and he had to raise us to such a world. So the Meister once, you know, Rabbi Meir walked by, and a Bacher gave, you know, the Rebbe hop, like this, you know, from the chair. So Rabbi Meir, in his inimitable way, took his foot and kicked the Bacher from behind and forced him to stand up. The Bacher didn't expect that one. So he turned to the Rosh and says, do you think it's comfortable for me to make you stand up for me? Do you think it's comfortable for me to ask you to give me kavod? It's uncomfortable, but I need to teach you what kavod means. That's the mice. Nowadays, it's not shy. The person will say, yeah, I know what he said, but the bottom line is, that's kavod atzmi. But the dihavi of the, not even my own kavod. Maisa Bachar comes to yeshiva and sits down the first day in Rabbi Arzwan's seats. Yeah. So it's very uncomfortable for the Bachar when Rabbi Arzwan shows up. So I figure I'll do the Bachar a favor and I'll point to him. They should move over one seat so you shouldn't be embarrassed. The Bachar said, I insulted him. I made him move. I mean, there's somebody else's covered. Right? His own kavod. I explained to him. I said, no. You think about the show. You can move me around because I'm your Rebbe. I'm the Bachar. You know, the Bachar did not speak to me for 3 months. He would avoid me because I insulted him one time. Like, he couldn't see it that maybe there's another way to look at it. So the Rebbe comes and says, you know, this is kavod at harish. The Bachar did, right? Yeah, it's kavod atzmi. So Adam Isa, a Rav came to me with somebody babbled him publicly. That was not disputed. And he felt it was a tremendous bizarre to cover the Torah. He wanted to make a stand. I pleaded with him not to. Because the Balabatim will not understand. They'll see it. He's being Torah covered out. I said, I want to tell you something. The person did something wrong. It's the Balabatim's responsibility to be Moicha, not yours. If the Balabatim see that you rise above and you move on, they'll give you more respect than if you're Tevei Kavod. So your Lishma is to move on. Your Shalal Lishma is also to move on. So which side says not? Which side says the Imakbid? We live in a world where there's tremendous. If somebody is nitpicky, all he cares about is his own Kavod. Person says, you know what? It's not important to me. People respect that. People respect you, that you're big enough to not let it define you. People find that very, because it's not easy. They respect it tremendously. You get more kavod not being makbid on your kavod than being makbid on your kavod. So you want kavod, don't be makbid on your kavod. The shalal lishma works for you. Sometimes the best way to fight the Yetzer Hara is with Tachbulis, is with the Kanej. So somebody hurts you, if you get stuck in it, he doesn't say, "Oy vey, I'm such a horrible person, I have to go apologize." He says, what's your problem? You can't move on? When it happens to him, he doesn't think like that, but that's a different issue. But right now, he judges you unfavorably. So you know what? Move on. You want people to respect you? Move on. You want people to see that you're a person who's comfortable with who he is and doesn't let somebody else define him? Move on. You want people to say that you're a person who's confident and has a clarity of your own chashivas? Move on. So I think that the world of Loi Sitar is hard. Extremely hard because it's painful, but your shalal lishma tells you to move on. And the last point is: there's another. If you wallow in it, the only person gets hurt is you. The person who bears a grudge, the only person he's hurting is himself. The person moves on, doesn't let it define him. He fills his life with other things. The person who dwells on it. Every time I see the person. Sitting up, it's my stomach. It's all so what, he's not walking around with problems. You are. So what's hotter from them? So if we think about it with a seichel dika thought process, above and beyond the mitzvah of Torah, which is mechayev us, if we use our seichel to support it, it's shayich to understand. Is that the Rosh Hashanah wants of me? No. Is the Russian proud of me? Hopefully, yes. Does the Russian think that I'm good? Yes. hope I can answer yes to the question. If I can't, I have other problems. So why am I letting you define me? Why would I want you to define me? Why would I want to be such a person who's so small that I let other people define me? I don't want to be that person. And if I want respect from other people, I'll get more respect when I don't let that happen. So every which way we focus on it, if you think about it, if you think about a thief, it's not so hard to do. And the final point is, you'll be a much happier person if you do that. These people who are baroikas weren't happy people. They were stuck in the world of pain. A person who's able to focus on the good things which are going on and moving on is a happier person. Now, most of us, I think, would prefer being happy than being sad. So, vimetracht, however way you look at it, it's a mitzvah which is within our reach. But it requires an understanding of our value of ourselves, believing in ourselves, believing in our value, and not letting outside circumstances affect us. And from that vantage point, we can think clearly and understand why it's advantageous to us, to be able to move on when something negative happens in our lives.